the C's and D's, you might have a little influence in Illinois, Steve?
Well, I said, I think I can get you in. But I said, if you don't do well, you get kicked out. So I called the dean. Oh, no, he said, he couldn't get in. I said, yes, he should. Let him in. If he doesn't do well, throw him out, and I'll never say a word to you. All right, he said, we'll take a chance. You know, the son of a gun is a straight-A student since then.
The challenge is what he needed. Yeah.
Doing what he wanted.
Yeah.
That's the secret of success.
Well, he knew that he had to go to work.
Charlie, anything that you can remember? That
it's been a very interesting morning for me to be here with you, Speed.
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I
hope it gives you what you want.
I hope you always will know how appreciative I am of all you've done for me.
I wasn't
a student of yours, but I learned a lot from you anyhow, Steve.
Oh, I learned a lot from you, too. You did a lot on me. Really, on the mechanism of conversation. Boy, you never get as much credit for that job. They give Mark credit for a lot of that, but you really did it.
I've often been a little annoyed at how many of the things that I really was original on, somebody else got credit for. I didn't sell new names with it, I think was my problem, Steve. You know, if you don't invent a new name, you don't get any credit for it.
And I haven't got any credit to be any reaction or anything. I just work.
You made a lot of contributions to the... I was very interested in your comment when he asked you what your major contribution was. It was your students. And by golly, you know, that's been one of the great things that you've done for chemistry.
I think so, yes. I think that is the main thing, really, what do you get done? I've interested people in chemistry and got them to like it.
Yeah, that becomes an enormous legacy because it just spreads like any.
Even although I wasn't a student of his, he had a lot of that influence on me.
Yeah.
And I imagine a lot of the young faculty members, in addition to the fellows that were your own students.
Well, I'm here at Tucson. Had a lot of influence. They give me more credit, I think, than I deserve, but then how I take it.
What about the mechanistic work that was done in polymerization? Do you think that helped you a lot?
It helped in some ways, but I'm still just a plain synthetic chemist. Mm-hmm. I don't have any theory in me, I'm afraid.
But boy, you have an instinct for chemistry that is unbelievable. I can remember when I was in Illinois, you know, he could smell a compound and tell you what the functional groups in it were.
That comes up in that Chemtech article. Apparently you developed this fantastic sense.
I could smell them and tell what they were, put it where they were.
Yeah.
My nose was a good infrared machine.
that's admirable.
Yeah. But he just has such a tremendous instinct for organic chemistry, plus such a wonderful instinct for how to handle human beings.
Those two things together have been fantastic. You know, I think my son has inherited some of that get along with people, because I believe that's why.
Oh, Jack was a great kid.
That's why he's done better in Monsanto than I ever thought he would do. But he's a good chemist and excellent with people. He got a lot of older men working for him to think he's wonderful, and that's a good sign.
Yeah.
They're not jealous. A young squirt coming in, being old.
Yeah, you know, I had an interesting experience when I went to Notre Dame, Speed. I was the youngest man in the department and the head of the department. And they didn't know it until the administration told them.
That you were coming.
That's the kind of place the Catholic institution was, you know. The priests over there decided I was going to be head, and they just told them. And, you know,
you didn't go in there and have an interview or something with the department or anything?
I visit, but they thought I was just going to come in as a faculty member. But they were told that I was coming in as chairman of the department. Not chairman, head up there was head.
Who was the fellow before you?
Andy Boyle was the... Well...
There was a fellow there who had quite a reputation.
Father Newland.
Yeah, he was dead.
He was dead.
Dead already.
I never met him.
He was a very interesting old man. Very interesting. I remember he gave a talk at the ACS meeting. Ohioans when I was there. And he was talking about his work on boron fluoride catalysts. Oh, he says it's wonderful. He says it's just like castorets that work while you sleep.
I'm sorry, I missed
castorets?
Like castorets. You
castorets
know,
is
that, that's the those days that was a pill you took for cathartic when you had the book.
Apparently he was a great guy, of course a lot
very
of
very human being.
But I'm sure that the background I got in Illinois was came in very handy when I had to solve those problems. And it worked out well. They accepted it.
The only thing I think in general is you don't want to hire a department head who's anxious to be head, just so he's good.
That's right. Okay, thank you very, very much.